Well, new events are putting Afghanistan back on the front burner. Militants hit a plane that was being used, not at the time, but by the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Martin Dempsey. He wasn't on the plane at the time. He was sleeping in quarters and was able to get away on another plane. But it comes at a time when new violence in Afghanistan appears to be escalating. And joining us live is CBS News Afghanistan consultant Jerry Van Dyke. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
The question everyone has is, what is with the surge in what we're seeing in attacks in Afghanistan?
It clearly appears to be a sort of disintegration of the entire American involvement in Afghanistan. The fact that militants were able to, it appears, target the very plane that the most powerful man in the United States Army was using shows that they're in the eyes of those of us on the outside, that there were people on the inside that knew in advance that he was there and were able to telegraph this to people up in the mountains. This is not new. In 2008, then Vice President Dick Cheney also was at Bagram. A suicide bomber blew up the front door there, the front gate, trying to get in. So this sort of thing has always been there. At the same time, we've had these terrible incidents of numerous Americans being killed by Afghans. The most egregious, the worst, in my view, took place in Helmand Province, where an Afghan invited a group of Marines to his home, fed them dinner during Ramadan. The dinner is called iftar, when people gather after the day's fast to share the feast. And then three of the Marines were shot, and one was wounded. This never, ever happens in Afghanistan. A Pashtun, the Taliban are Pashtuns. The people who invited him were Pashtuns. Always treat a guest with respect. What it shows, I believe, is that after so many years of war, the tribal culture, 34 years of war now that the Afghans have gone through, and we've had Americans now there for 11 years, have we worn out our welcome? Because what we have here is that they're going against their very tribal culture. They are becoming suicide bombers on their own because they know they're going to be killed. Why is this happening? Why? I think we look at the disintegration of the culture as well as the fact, and we cannot underestimate this, that the Pakistan, backed by the Taliban, who have used these people to drive a wedge into their own culture, to destroy the very Pashtun culture that has always existed in order to create a very radical element, is making increasing inroads into the culture. It's a tragedy, and the United States is in a bind.
And yeah, it's hard to fight something like that.
It's impossible to fight something like that because the United States soldiers are doing all they can. Shaba a shaba, they say, shoulder to shoulder, working with these men. They're helping them. Certainly, very often, most of the time, in my experience in observing them, they're very closely together. However, what we cannot also underestimate is the role of Islam in this. And the fact is that after so many years, that there's this chasm that exists between the two. The U.S. Army has shown that in the reports or in the studies they've done that the chasm exists between our culture and their culture. I once heard a former Afghan soldier say to me, I left the Army because people said, if you die, you will not have a Muslim funeral. You are working with infidels. The United States is in a bind. Have we overstayed our welcome? We cannot leave, we feel, until such time as we have been able to create a military force that will be able to stand up to the Taliban and its allies if they were to come back.
Now, Jerry,
I don't think we can.
Well, we're intending to leave Afghanistan at the end of a combat mission as planned right now is 2014. But is there enough time to accomplish what you're suggesting still needs to be done, or do we end up staying there even longer?
I think we stay there even longer. We sit down and make an arrangement with Pakistan. They must stop backing the Taliban, particularly the Haqqani network, which is the most powerful network, which the United States still has not declared because we're trying to negotiate with them, a terrorist agency. Unless we do that, I guarantee the United States is going to stay there a long time because without that, the country is going to disintegrate into civil war.
Yeah, sure seems like a no-win situation no matter how much time we spend there, Jerry.
I unfortunately agree with you.
Yeah.
There's an old Afghan saying, Afghanistan is very easy to enter and very hard to leave.
Mm-hmm.
We are in a terrible bind, and I don't think the United States fully understands, which is why President Obama and his challenger Mitt Romney are not talking about Afghanistan to the American people. We have not yet, in my view, figured out how we're going to extricate ourselves and how we're going to maintain a country from which we hope never again we're going to be attacked.